For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. It's hard to miss people living on the streets in big cities. Homelessness shows up differently in rural areas. Folks living with friends or family, couch surfing, or not knowing where they'll sleep safely. Rural Roseburg, Oregon struggles to serve its housing insecure population, where many veterans are drawn to one of the country's largest multi-service VA hospitals.
Unfortunately, they don't have the amount of housing that is needed to serve their population. We are working with a pretty high level of veterans on the street.
Erica Kimry manages a Roseburg shelter, United Community Action Network. Despite the challenges, small towns are rising to the occasion as best they can, says shelter director Sean Pritchard, because getting folks housed, even temporarily, is critical.
People know us, or their friends and neighbors, and they know we'll give it our best shot.
A series of deadly tornadoes in Mississippi and Alabama has once again shown that severe weather forecasting can be the difference between life and death. A new national weather prediction system is due next year. Anya Supian has more.
Extreme weather is hard to predict, but it's especially difficult in rural areas where historically less data has been collected about past and present weather conditions. Scientist Vijay Talapragada with the National Weather Service says the disparity poses a challenge for rural weather forecasting.
Urban areas are more observed than the rural areas. These observations can have some unintended influence on how the models perceive the situation.
As the climate warms, scientists predict extreme weather events will become more common. To keep up, a new National Weather Service forecasting system is expected to be online by the end of 2024. Talapragada says it will help close the gap between urban and rural weather forecasting by using more sophisticated modeling that can include more data. I'm Anya Slepian.
High school graduates often abandon their rural roots for better-paying jobs. Spring Grove, Minnesota, population 1,200, wants to change that dynamic. Working with the Citizens Institute on Rural Design, they involve students in a project to create shared community space. Courtney Burgee Swanson with the town's Economic Development Authority says young people need to feel they're part of the civic fabric.
It's kind of a part of our larger strategy to really make sure that our youth feel like they belong and that there's a place for them in the community.
The Citizens Institute on Rural Design, or CIRD, will help 15 more communities define improved quality of life and economic vitality. If your population is 50,000 or less, you can apply by April 21st. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.